Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. Mark Lawrence here. Mr. Joe McGranahan is across from me, super deluxe, extra wonderful, former COO of the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation. Radio veteran of 60 years. Holy smokes, he's
not
put in a lot
yet.
Of time.
Well, come to think of it, yes.
What are you waiting for?
It is 60 years. Actually, it's 62. I started when I was 13.
Right. He's still able to sit up and take nourishment?
Well, I have several assistants here helping me with that.
AIDS. AIDS. That's funny. Joe has AIDS.
A friend of mine says he has people. I have people.
Yeah, you got people helping you. All right. Well, I'm glad that they're here today, which means they wheeled you up to the microphone close enough so that you can be heard. So that's fantastic. All right. We got a couple of texts pending and no emails from listeners. I sent in a clipping that Joe has an even more pointed one from Fox News.
But I read yours.
Well, mine's from the AP. It's written objectively. You have
but
the
it has
one.
No paragraphing and no punctuation.
Oh, didn't it? I wonder why that
came
is.
Across in my. Oh, yours has it, but when I went to print it out, it was all just one big blob.
One big pile of words. Okay. Well, in any event, okay, so we got that. And that relates to Jean Pirro and the fact that she is using some very racist language about one of our U.S. congresswomen.
She just accused her perhaps of being more tied to Sharia law than to the Constitution.
Oh.
Is that racist?
No, it's a form of... it's not
it's
race,
like saying,
though.
Your politics.
Muslim
I don't like your politics.
Isn't a race. Well, it's
right.
A disparaging remark about Muslims. That was her intent.
No, it was a disparaging remark about one particular Muslim.
Okay, what he said. And, we are going to get to that very shortly, right? That's the plan here. So we are going to talk about that. And in case you don't know, Jean Pirro is a commentator on Fox News. And
former judge.
Is President Trump's favorite TV host on Fox.
Oh,
yeah. Well, that's what he says. So, he says, I'm curling up with my favorite hostess. And we have some text.
That doesn't sound good.
Well,
curling up with my favorite host.
On TV.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's what he means anyway.
Considering all the other things you accuse him of, I thought maybe you were going a little deeper with this.
What are you talking about? What do I accuse the president of?
Grabbing women inappropriately, and now you're saying he's curling up with
I didn't accuse him of that. He admitted it. Oh, boy. Anyway, we have some texts that relate to Hillary Clinton, and so we'll read those on the air. It's sort of the double standard that is set up between Democrats and Republicans.
It's just gotten bigger.
It's a triple standard. All right, so that's sort of our starting topics. We are going to talk about a big college scandal where individuals with wealth would pay great sums of money to get their kids in college at good colleges, too, Yale and Harvard and a bunch of other ones. So so that's just a very sad story, really. So we'll talk about that coming up. On the Mark, sponsor of the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. If you'd like to talk about any of the topics we just mentioned, the toll-free line is proudly sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trotz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. Throughout our program, you can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. If you're a Text Connect member, you can just reply to a previous message or start up a new one at 70236. If you have not yet signed up for Text Connect, you can do so at WKOK.com, right on the banner where it says Connect with Us, and you'll see how you would sign up there. And you give us your cell phone, and we'll send you maybe a dozen texts a month or so, probably less than that. And it's breaking national or local news, dead celebrities, tornadic weather, road closures, that kind of thing. That's what goes out via Text Connect. And if, let's suppose you decide, oh boy, these are too many texts, or I got to pay for them every time I get one, you just hit unsubscribe and that's the end of it. And we don't sell your name or your cell phone to anyone, and we don't send you any advertising. It's just our way of telling you there's something on the radio, and on WKOK.com you might want to check it out. So that's the
spiel.
Yeah, thank you. That's what it is. That's our opening
your
spiel.
Your circus barker routine, or your sideshow barker.
I'll have more.
Harry, step right up. Join our text-free number. We won't send you any ads.
1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free line if you'd like to talk about that. All right, go ahead and read the text. Now, set the background. What did we talk about yesterday that this is germane?
Well, we were talking about the president again and the pending investigations being launched by the Democrats.
And Nancy Pelosi said she's not
going argument that
impeach.
They should pick one big thing and that they think they have a shot at and go after. But anyhow, our writer says people on the Hillary Clinton campaign were talking to the Russians. Where does Chris think the fake dossier came from? The Russians. LOL, subpoena power. Look at all the leftists lined up against Trump. If there was dirt on Trump, these people would have had it all over the news by now. They've been trying to destroy Trump for 3 years. But you know what's interesting to me, and this I mentioned to you before we went on the air, you know, the Democrats, they brought Michael Cohen back to testify before Congress after he was convicted of lying to Congress. And after it was over, all of them were saying, oh, the man spoke the truth. I mean, he is just...
Who said that? Who said he spoke
driven,
the truth?
Oh, all of those Democrats.
No,
people
nobody said
program.
He spoke the truth. They just said the testimony was worth noting. Nobody said it was verifiably true.
No, they thought it was devastating. I saw CNN using words like devastating testimony by Michael Cohen.
It doesn't mean it's true.
But here's what's interesting. Lisa Page, his testimony has now been released.
Who?
Lisa Page, one of the two lovebirds in the FBI, if you recall them, with Mr. Strzok. Yeah, former FBI lawyer Lisa Page admitted under questioning from Texas Republican Representative John Ratcliffe that the FBI was ordered by the Obama DOJ, that's the Department of Justice, not to consider charging Hillary Clinton for gross negligence in the handling of classified information. The congressman alleged in a social media post late Tuesday, citing a newly unearthed transcript of Page's closed-door testimony. Page and since-fired FBI Special Agent Peter Strzok exchanged numerous anti-Trump text messages in the lead-up to the 2016 presidential election, and Republicans have long accused the Bureau of Political Bias. But Page's testimony was perhaps the most salient evidence yet that the Justice Department improperly interfered with the FBI's supposedly independent conclusions on Clinton's criminal culpability, Ratcliffe alleged. So let me, if I can, I know I'm testing your memory, Ratcliffe began as he questioned Page under oath, according to a transcript posted on Twitter. But when you say advice you got from the department, you're making it sound like the department told you that you're not going to charge gross negligence because we're the prosecutors and we're telling you we're not going to. Page interrupted, that is correct.
Maybe there's no case.
Well, there would have been if the FBI had left. But loan by the Justice Department, they would have filed gross negligence. That was their original charge against Hillary Clinton. And then they changed it to, what was it? I forget, some watered-down version of that. But gross negligence can be a criminal charge.
And this is a current investigation of this, or current information that's coming out?
Well, this was from her testimony, her behind-closed-doors testimony.
When?
It doesn't say the date, but I'm assuming it was sometime after 2017, 2018.
Okay, so this is a now we're just finding out about the testimony. Okay,
it's just
gotcha.
Being released. But you know what's interesting here is that if the people on the left want to believe Michael Cohen, they've got to believe Lisa Page too. And she says that her bosses told her to back off.
Okay.
And then there's that airline meeting between Mr. Clinton and the secretary the attorney general at the time. So, I mean, all this stuff, everything, if we're going to investigate everything, let's investigate everything. But I still think we've got to put this stuff behind us. We've got to let go at some point, and we've got to move on.
Well, why don't we just stipulate the Democrats are as bad as the Republicans and try to behave honestly and forthrightly in the future? Could that work?
Well, who's going to take the lead on that?
Senator
Casey? Who's going
Casey?
To be the first person that steps up and says, you know,
Pat Toomey?
My party has been terrible with this kind of stuff, and I'm going to see that we stop it.
Who is saying that?
You and I.
No, that's it. Okay, nobody in Washington. Well, maybe Fred Keller will say it if he gets elected, or Mark Friedenberg if he gets elected. No, never mind.
Well, I don't think a freshman congressman is going to have any impact in this situation, no matter who it is. But to me, what bothers me the most is that, you know, instead of tackling the real problems, instead of worrying about how Social Security is going to survive the next 20 years, all right, well, if that's what you're concerned about, that's fine with me. We should look into that, too.
That's right. You don't believe it.
I believe that there is. I believe there's climate change.
Anyway, moving on.
It was raining yesterday. It's sunny today. That's climate change. It wasn't really raining today. I was speaking metaphor.
Okay, thank you.
You look bewildered for a moment.
Well, yeah.
I know I had to help you out.
Only because I have a rain gauge that has dust in the bottom, but that's all right. So moving on. We have terrible government in Washington, D.C. They all get sucked into the vortex. Their brain gets removed. And then, of course, they're unable to determine hypocriticality from rational behavior.
Look at what happened when the few Democrats voted with the Republicans on a procedural vote or two. The next thing you have is Nancy Pelosi banging her fist on the table saying, you got to stop voting with the Republicans, and AOC saying, if you vote like this again, we're going to get people to run against you in the primary. You know, this has become about party, not about the country, but about the Republicans and the Democrats. Who's going to win? And, you know, now the Democrats are looking at Trump, and I think they're trying to make him look like damaged goods, and he's certainly been helping his own cause in that regard. I won't argue that point.
And you think president has the country at heart. Of course, he's not a typical politician, so he's got a lot of
Barack Obama, I believe President Trump is doing what he thinks is best for America. I believe the same thing about Barack Obama. I disagreed with Barack Obama more than I disagree with Donald Trump, but I think his heart was in the right place, and I think he was trying to do the very best he could for the country.
Are there any Democratic presidential candidates that stand out as being particularly country-oriented and not just party? Or have you not heard from sufficient
numbers?
If
I had to pick one I thought came closest to fitting that mold, I would say Joe Biden.
He's done so many weird and strange
things. Well, he does, and the pictures of him creepily hugging little girls bothers me, but
that's going to be a big Swift boat ad.
There are mimes all over the internet on that one. There already are.
Or memes, either way.
Memes, I'm sorry. I keep thinking of who is that famous mime? I can't think of the guy's name. Marcel Marceau.
That's funny. I can't remember what day it is, but I can bring up the name Marcel Marceau.
Very good.
Thank you.
Well, you know, they say about selective memory as you get older, you do recall some things from your childhood.
I do not remember any such saying. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about Jean Pirro, and the Democrats think that Ms. Page is telling a falsehood, but Mr. Cohen is telling the truth.
They're going to be out today saying that she's a liar.
Okay. 1-800-795-9565. If you'd like to weigh on these national topics or start up a new one, use the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. So let me tell you about those wonderful folks at the Sunbury Motor Company. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. You can find out tons more about them at sunburymotors.com. So let's suppose you've just logged on your computer. You go to www.sunburymotors.com, and what do you find? Well, you see the cover page there, and it says, wow, thank you so much for joining us. Would you like to schedule an appointment at the Quick Lane? Would you like some body work done on your vehicle? Would you like some body work? Would you like to be pumped up with nitrogen? Would you like to buy a new Ford?
I like some body work. Could you take about 20 pounds off of what I got here?
They are not miracle workers at the Sunbury Motor Company, but I will tell you this. They will definitely help you.
It would take one, brother.
But they'll tell you, if there's something related to a vehicle that can help your health and fitness, guess what? That's the place to go. Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln, brand new cars and trucks, hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, the pictures and details about which are all posted at sunburymotors.com. It's an opportunity for you to make a wise choice when it comes to your next vehicle, whether it's a pre-owned one or a brand new one, or guess what, maybe this vehicle doesn't even exist yet, like mine. My Ford Ranger Raptor doesn't even exist yet, so I got to put on standby, but we're ready to go. Ford, Hyundai, Kia, Lincoln, new, old, Quick Lane, body shop, alignment, major truck shop. tiny little lawnmower shop? Well, they don't have that, but they can fix anything for you at the Sunbury Motor Company, Quick Lane, North 4th Street, Sunbury, sunburymotors.com.
Attention, Central PA truck buyers! SMC is where you want to be in March for the largest truck sale in our history. Choose from over 125 new Ford trucks with savings up to $15,000. Sunbury Motors has new Ford F-150 4x4 crew cab, priced as low as $39,619. During Sunbury Motors' 71st annual new Ford truck sale, every new F-150 will come with a complimentary accessory package. This $800 accessory package includes a tonneau cover, wheel well liners, and all-weather floor mats. The much anticipated all-new 2019 Ford Ranger is available in both Super Cab and Crew Cab and is now in stock at SMC.
And it doesn't end there.
Take $6,000 off new Ford Escapes, $7,000 off Echo Sports, and up to a whopping $8,000 off Ford Explorers. With four city blocks of new Fords and over a century of automotive experience, SMC is where you want to be in March during this historic 71st annual new truck sale. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
Hey, welcome back to On the Mark. Mark Lawrence is taking some time off. He took a clock off the wall to reset it.
Actually, I'm putting some time on.
You're right. You're trying to put it back on the wall, but you can't find the nail or the hook.
Right.
My fault. Right before we came back on the air, I said to Mark, you know nobody reset that clock up there.
Now, I can't see it, so.
And being an ADHD personality, he had to get up and do something about it immediately.
ADHD?
Never mind.
What does that mean?
I'll explain it to you later.
Okay.
Addled, demented.
Yeah, ADHD.
Helpless and depraved.
You mean...
Attention deficit disorder.
Right.
ADD.
ADD. Okay, thank you.
I have my own version
of it. ADHD. Well, no, ADHD is correct, too. Attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder. But I don't have that anyway, so that's another topic.
Well, you became hyperactive when I said the clock was an hour off.
I very gently stood up and reached. Anyway. All right, 1-800-795-9565. We got three open lines. We'd love to hear from you. We did read some texts about Hillary Clinton and a response to some of the remarks on yesterday's show. We have open phones right now. Gene Pirro in hot water, and we're going to talk about that in greater detail in a moment. But because, she says one of the U.S. Congresswomen is Sharia compliant. Of course, she had a bunch of things to say about it, but that's just one of them. So we're talking about that. Yesterday, we talked about public transportation for 5 minutes. Bobby, you're back on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, good morning, everyone. I think this area would benefit from public transportation because a lot of the shopping centers and places of business are out, about, and around, and maybe some type of co-op or something like that between Northumberland, Lewisburg, Sunbury, Sealands Grove, Danville, and whatever. Because my first experience living away from home, of course, was in Harrisburg, and of course, I didn't have a car, and I didn't need a car because of public transportation and that. So that's just, something, that I'd like to, have the, I'm going to say the local, however, the local governments or the state or something like that, if maybe there could be some type of funding or some type of program started to start that in this area.
Well, there is Rabbit Transit that anybody can call. Anybody can call them, and they can provide transportation for somebody. I know we have an Uber car around here. I've seen the vehicle. I'm not quite sure where it's based or anything. And I know the Transportation Task Force of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way is working on this. It's a big issue, especially since it's a rural area. A lot of folks live in a rural area, and transportation becomes a dilemma. Not quite sure how a regional or a public transportation solution can affect that. But it is being brought up and talked about. The Transportation Committee of the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce chairman is here, and he says public transportation is not something that generally comes up on their agenda. There's not a lot of call for it, but we do know that it is being brought up and talked about, and it's...
You weren't listening to me. I said it was the major problem identified among chamber members who had an opinion about something we need in the area.
Okay, well, fantastic. So
but,
I stand corrected.
You know, it's not an everyday discussion simply because the cost-benefit ratio, the number of people who would use it. And I asked you the other day if you would give up your driving to work if you could take a bus here, and you said if you could take the bus home, you would. Mm-hmm. But, you know, how many people are likely to want a bus ride from Northumberland to the top of Blue Hill?
Just me and, Matt.
Right, well, you and Matt.
Two of us. We work from 5 to 2, so we can come in and
go. So if we charge a buck a piece, we made $4 that way round trip.
Well, you know, it's KKB. Of course, the Social Security office, of course, is, you know, over, by the mall and that. But, you know, but the offices that used to be in the downtowns and in the, and whatever, you know, they're consolidating.
Do you need to go to the Social Security office sometimes?
Yeah, and I just turned 62 my last birthday, so I'll be signing up for Social Security.
All right.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call. Yeah, so the transportation is being brought up and talked about. It is not...
It's not an easy solution.
Right. It's going to be a dilemma to make a bus run.
You know, I would love to see...
Money.
I'm a big proponent of high-speed rail. Every other major industrialized country has it. We don't. You know, and recently in California, they abandoned, there's so much corruption out there, they lost a whole pile of money when they were trying to do it. It certainly is expensive, but once it's in, it's easier to maintain. You know, it's not as costly in the long run to maintain it. So, I'd like to see something like that done. I mean, but if I could take the train between here and Harrisburg, would I drive? Depends. If I were going to the Capitol or on business, yes, I would take the train rather than drive down because I could get some work done on the way down.
Well, and there are carpools. People have organized carpools, and there is one local company that is running people back and forth to Harrisburg.
Well, they're trying to start an executive. I don't remember the name of the business. It's
Blue Line.
Right. Yeah, Blue Line Limos. We're trying to get something started going to and from Harrisburg every day on a, you know, for more executive type people.
So they'll be going to and fro.
Right. And I know that didn't one of the bus companies, I guess Susquehanna dropped it, but another bus company picked up the run between Martz, I think it was, or somebody picked up the run between Harrisburg and Williamsport.
Okay.
So there are things, but I mean, as far as being able to hop on the BKW bus and go to the mall, not going to happen.
Not yet. We have the Associated Press version of Jeanine Pirros. I've been calling her Jean.
That's what I have. I have that, too.
All right. Well, let's read it.
All right. Fox News host Jeanine Pirros' Saturday night show has already lost at least 3 corporate advertisers after she said on her March 9th broadcast that Muslim Congresswoman Ilhan Omar is Sharia compliant because she wears a traditional hijab head covering. Let Go, an online marketplace for selling used items that advertised on Saturday's episode of Justice with Judge Jeanine, will not run ads on her show again. We absolutely condemn Ms. Pirros' comments, which are offensive and completely contrary to our values, a spokeswoman told The Hollywood Reporter on Tuesday afternoon. We are in the process of ensuring our ads will no longer run during her show. Personal finance company NerdWallet, which also advertised on Saturday's show, told THR on Monday that it is stopping its advertising. We're no longer advertising on this show. Don't have plans to in the future. The company also pulled ads from Tucker Carlson's show in December after he said that immigration makes America dirtier. So Judge Jeanine said a simple thing. She thought that made her Sharia compliant. Well, does it? It makes her Muslim compliant. I don't know that it absolutely guarantees that she's an advocate of Sharia law. A lot of women wear the hijab who don't support Sharia law.
Yeah, she had quite a few statements about that. I think you have a Pirro article from Fox where it has more of the comments, but Fox News actually did reprimand her for this. They said
they strongly
about her.
Condemned it.
Right. So, well, and this is just another example of the double standard at Fox. People are allowed to say whatever they want to, but that's fine. They're pandering to an audience that loves that kind of comment, people that are not interested in giving fair treatment to Muslims or speaking in a fair or objective way to Muslims.
Put it in context,
Mark. For Fox, she fits right in.
Put it in context. She was insulting Jewish people. She was making anti-Semitic remarks that offended many people in the Jewish community. And so Judge Jeanine called her out on that and made some offensive comments there. Do we have the right to free speech? I mean, even speech we don't want to hear, that we don't like, that we find offensive. And yes, these advertisers have every right to pull their ads off the program if they don't like what she says. This is America, after all. They have a right to their free speech and their opinions. But I don't think we should be banning people from saying what it is they feel on television or on the news. And if we don't like it, we just don't tune in.
Well, I guess that's certainly a satisfactory answer. But what we've tried to do in the U.S. is try to be a little bit more accepting, maybe a little bit more respectful of other cultures and countries and religions, and to have a whole network that's set up to disrespect minorities and other religions.
Oh, you're talking about CNN disrespecting that young man?
Fox.
Oh, I thought you were talking CNN.
Well, they are not incapable of disrespect either, I assure you of that. But to have a whole network that's set up, their goal is to make sure that, white power continues, then that's
oh
not...
Oh, my God.
That's not right.
You pulled that one out of somewhere dark and quiet. run that by me again. Say that again.
Well, Fox News typically endorses. Look, I mean, they give Hannity a platform and his, basic...
What's wrong with Hannity? I don't like him. I don't watch him. I don't care what he says. But that's my choice.
Well, the show is just full of disparaging remarks about women and minorities and blacks. And
really?
Yes. And Democrats especially.
I watched him from time to time. Occasionally, in 5 or 10 minutes.
Oh,
now, but I've never...
It. Oh, you got to watch it. It's really worth it. It'll irritate even you. And you think respecting many, many types and people is not really a good way to go anyway.
Well, suppose there was a program, Louis Farrakhan had a TV show, and all he did was come down on white people. Would you find that offensive?
No.
Or would you support his right to be wrong or to be offensive if he wanted to be?
Well, free speech is free in the U.S., but really we try to be
not
respectful of other people.
Not in Marktopia. You're trying to gag us.
You're listening to On the Mark. Set me straighted.
Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show.
On the Mark. A little better.
Thank you. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check him out at sunburymotors.com. Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You're welcome throughout our show to email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. Some brief news headlines. Former Northumberland County Pathonitary Justin Dunkelberger facing felony theft charges after allegedly stealing $30,000 while in office. Court documents say the incidents occurred between September 2015 and September 2016. He was arraigned in front of a magistrate and freed on bail. The state attorney general's office said he had the Pathonitaries write checks totaling $30,000 to a fake company created called IMR Keymark LLC. Dunkelberger faces 4 felony counts of theft. He also has been charged with misappropriation of funds from the Lockoff Memorial Fund. In the past, those have been resolved. He served jail time. Also was charged with a DUI. A top state Senate Democrat is sponsoring 2 bills he hopes will prompt his fellow lawmakers to think more carefully about poverty. The correspondent David Payne has that story.
One measure would create a state commission to perform studies on intergenerational poverty and issue reports on steps to reduce it. The second would require the state's independent fiscal office to do a poverty impact analysis on state budgets and budget proposals. Senator Vincent Hughes says there needs to be an honest look at whether a certain piece of legislation adds to poverty in Pennsylvania.
There seems to be a preponderance of legislation that's introduced and legislation that becomes law that helps a lot of folks become wealthier.
Hugh says the examination would involve calculating whose income would rise or fall under any given proposal and how it affects things like access to housing, health care, and education. I'm David Payne, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
WKOK News Time now coming up on 7:09. The ACLU of Pennsylvania and several criminal justice reform groups are suing Philadelphia court magistrates over what they say are unfair bail practices that don't follow rules and unfairly target poor people of color. The lawsuit was filed Tuesday with the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania as a complaint against 6 Philadelphia Arraignment Court magistrates who the ACLU claims routinely violate the High Court's rules. The ACLU says they observed more than 2,000 bail hearings in recent months and allege the magistrates rely too heavily on cash bail and are effectively punishing people for being poor. Gabe Roberts, director of communications for the First Judicial District of Pennsylvania, says the court can't comment on pending litigation.
What should they accept, chickens?
Well, I think if you set high cash bail for individuals of color and they're poor, they can't post the bail.
But if they post the same bond for everybody,
right,
under similar circumstances, that's not being unfair, is it?
Well, apparently, bail is supposed to follow guidelines that relate to your ability to pay and your risk to flee. So if you're tied to the community but you have a very low ability to pay, you know, $2,000 cash bail is much different than for an individual like you and I, where we can move around and have the ability to pay. And apparently, bail is supposed to be weighted by your ability to, you know, actually do it.
Or the severity of the crime and the flight risk.
Those are all factors. There's six factors that go into bail, but one of them is your ability to actually somehow produce a reasonable amount of money. And if you require, the key, though, is not your ability to pay, but it's the cash. If you don't have cash, you know, if you can post a bond, then you should be able to do so. But in many cases, individuals of color were required to post cash bail, where individuals who were white were allowed to post percentages or bonds. Right, and they have, I mean, empirically, the numbers support the suit, but whether, you know, all these other factors didn't, you know, really make that happen, not what they're saying, discrimination, but we'll have to wait and see.
Well, I know it's not supposed to be punishment, so to the extent that a judge would impose a bail requirement that was punitive, that should be overturned. But if they do it standard, your ability to pay or not pay it shouldn't enter into it.
I mean, right.
It should be determined by the severity of the crime and the likelihood that you'll flee or show up for your court appearances.
Well, that's a whole can of worms, but hopefully the ACLU and these other groups will get all of this sort of out in the open, and then there'll be some good reforms in the future. That's what they're looking for. They're not looking for damages. They want some reforms there. And finally, Pittsburgh city leaders have voted to make pregnancy a protected class in the city's anti-discrimination code. Councilwoman Erica Strasburger, who introduced the bill in February, says the passage of the legislation Tuesday has the city leading the way nationwide. Pittsburgh's anti-discrimination code, which will now include 14 protected classes, applies to employers in city limits that have at least 5 employees. Rights now will also be extended to the partners of pregnant workers, regardless of gender or marital status. So, good. Joe thinks that's good, and you're right. Think of all the employees long before...
No, I don't think it's good.
Oh, you don't? You think they shouldn't give equal rights to women who are pregnant?
Well, no, I think women who are pregnant, certainly, who's discriminating against them? First of all, I mean, are we solving a problem that doesn't exist?
In the past, employers have made it difficult.
I thought in federal law, you have to grant family leave. I mean, you can't fire somebody
Private
because they're pregnant.
Private government and government itself has discriminated against pregnant women by making it difficult for them
to
comply.
So they've enacted a law to stop themselves from doing bad things?
Well, I'm just saying government hasn't been immune from discrimination in the past, that's all.
Yeah,
I don't have any examples of where Pittsburgh specifically did this, but we know the U.S. government has been sued in the past for not giving fair treatment to individuals with one kind of disability or another. So this should help pregnant workers. But as you often say...
I wouldn't call pregnancy a disability, would you?
Well, I would say that it is a limitation for the women who are pregnant, particularly when you get to 8 or 9 months. And then I think it makes perfect sense, but it also extends to their partner. So if you have somebody who has to take a day off occasionally because their spouse is pregnant or their significant other is pregnant, and they're, you know, to go to the doctors with them, something like that, I believe that's where that would apply. All right, we have one call coming in. We got another one waiting. We got one text that's already here, 1-800-795-9565. We talked about Fox News host Jeanine Pirro said that the Congresswoman Ilhan Omar was Sharia compliant. Said a lot of other bad things about her, too. That's just one of the sentences. We don't have to read all those statements. Suffice to say that they're very disrespectful of individuals who are of the Muslim faith. But to that end, one of our listeners...
She invited her on her show to, you know...
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a good way to solve this. Yeah, go on Fox News. Have you ever seen how they... Well, either that or CNN or MSNBC, when they finally get the opposition on the show, you see how they treat them. I would never do that.
Okay, right, anyway. Well, one of our writers says, the issue with the judge has nothing to do with freedom of speech. Fox News is a private company.
The broadcasters are regulated and are expected to operate in a fair manner, correct?
Well, the question becomes, they're not really a broadcaster if they're on a satellite.
Okay.
You know, I guess there's parts of the rules apply, some don't, so...
Well, we get...
It's a mixed bag.
Okay, so we get Fox 56 via cable, so there's no Fox 56 broadcast tower up in the Wilkes-Barre
area? Well, yes, but I'm talking about Fox News Channel.
Oh, the Fox News Channel,
that's
okay.
Distributed by satellite, it's
this
not...
This is all different, okay.
And I guess they consider that, I guess the federal government regulates that because it is transmitting the signal through the air. But I think the regulations are somewhat different, although... The FCC hasn't really stipulated what constitutes fair speech on broadcasting. We're not limited to only saying things people think are fair. We haven't gotten that far down the line to political correctness yet. People are still allowed to say things you don't like.
Well, you don't like them sometimes either. You've certainly heard some things that irritate you.
Oh, sure I have.
But should it be allowed?
But that doesn't mean I would stop it.
That is a perfectly good question. All right, fantastic conversation. Joseph, you're welcome to join us. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. Yes, I want to call on Congressman Omar. First of all, you can't judge a person until you see what they do and question them and see if they are compliant to Sharia law. But I think we have to go back, and you should go back and check out not just the symptoms of Sharia law and of the Muslim faith, but where did this originate from? Abraham had two sons. One was from Hagar, which was Ishmael. He was the firstborn. And then the son of promise was Isaac many years later. And there was a conflict between these two boys because Isaac received the blessings and Ishmael didn't. He was to be cast out. And so that started this whole conflict between those two children and the nations that would come from those two children. And that's the Arab people, basically. And the religion of Islam came from Ishmael. And Judaism came from Isaac, okay?
All right, now,
and then
Joseph.
Christianity came out of Isaac's
Joseph.
Race.
Let me
Savior,
stop you.
Okay?
Hold on. What does this have to do with advertisers boycotting Jeanine Pirro's show?
I'm talking about the Sharia law and what she, if she is anti-Semitic. And that's the big deal here, okay? And so that's why, you know, Judge Jeanine said what she said, that they are anti, and they are anti-Semitic. That's their whole religion. I've dealt with these people personally in Israel and in Egypt and in Sunbury. There's a Muslim church. I talk to the imam or whoever he is and everything. And, of course, their whole thing is against the sons of Isaac, which boils down to the Jews and to the Christians. And that's where all this stuff comes from. And... they're eternally anti-Semitic. And if she is that way, they want the deaths of all infidels, and Jews are number one on their list, and then the Gentiles and Christians, of course.
Well, are you anti-Muslim?
I am against their religion when it says you should kill the infidels, and that means me. I'm considered an infidel, you know. Yes, I'm very much against that, and so is our Heavenly Father. They believe, here's what they believe, just one thing I'll give you. They believe that the Savior went to heaven alive from Mount Moriah. That's part of their religion. And that he's going to come back and lead the world to Muhammad and Islam. And I exposed them one time in the church that they were spewing this garbage. And, of course, the Christians were on my back for exposing this Muslim. And but if our Savior didn't die, if he went to heaven alive and bypassed death, then all the Christians are dead in their sins because there's no blood to cover their sins. He had to die for our sins and shed his precious blood so we could have forgiveness of sin.
All right, we got you.
It's denying the whole Christian faith. And yet that makes it evil. It's very evil. And you know that these Muslims that dive a plane into the Twin Towers, They didn't do that. They were very dedicated Muslims, and they gave their lives for their religion.
Right,
why? Because
they were
felt
dedicated.
They were going to go to heaven.
Joseph, stop. They were dedicated. Okay, I put him on hold. He's probably still talking. They were dedicated terrorists. They may have happened to be Muslim, but most of all, their mindset was to be dedicated terrorists.
Well, I saw a meme this morning that said, what you don't see Jewish people doing is flying airplanes into buildings. You know, so, but that doesn't brand everybody. Not every Jewish person is completely honorable and wonderful. Not every Muslim is completely bad.
All right, Joseph, we'll give you a very quick last statement. We got a caller waiting, but go right ahead. Oh, I guess
I think you pushed my button.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, Joseph, stand by. Chris, go right ahead.
You're always pushing my button, son. Okay. You didn't get to the worst thing Perot said. I just thought I'd...
Well, yeah, I alluded to the fact that she had more disparaging remarks. We'll just stipulate she's anti-Muslim, and that's fine.
She's Sharia law compliant. She is disloyal to the Constitution.
Did she actually say she was disloyal, or did she question that whether she was or imply
well,
that she was?
She questioned her loyalty to the Constitution. You can't be... in other words, you can't be, if you wear a hijab, you are somehow suspected of being anti-American.
Okay.
Which is, you know, an interesting take on freedom of religion.
Okay.
To say the least.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you guys caught the story on these airplanes.
Oh, the Boeing 737 MAX 8.
Yes.
We're both familiar with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's one country in the world they're still flying in.
Actually, two: America and Canada.
Yeah. And apparently, we don't have a person in charge of the FAA, the flight organization, the FAA. I think it is.
It is.
We only have an acting director who apparently doesn't have the authority to shut down the plane.
Mm. I would think the
acting
director
would. And we don't have an
would.
Acting director, not because Democrats have been dragging their feet about nominating one, but that Trump hasn't nominated one since he nominated his own personal pilot, because he likes to put all these best people he knows, meaning his closest friends who will do what he tells them, in positions of power. And he was sort of laughed out of the Senate, because when they were he was flying around for his campaign, the guy was piloting the airplane, it wasn't registered, and they had to ground it for a couple days. So that didn't sit well with the senators, and even on the Republican side, they kind of got laughed out of the Senate, and he hasn't nominated anybody since.
But Chris, one thing you're wrong on. The acting director does have the authority to do whatever needs to be done in that regard. Just because he has the term acting doesn't mean he doesn't control the agency. He does.
Well, I think he's more compliant to the president's wishes, though, than
another
director would be.
That's another matter, but he does have the right
yes.
to control it.
And there is one person besides the president who could shut this down. And that's the Elaine Chao, Secretary of Transportation. But then you see, that's McConnell's wife. And McConnell never likes to do anything that upsets the president besides getting his wife a $100,000 a year job.
Well, don't you think Boeing deserves some benefit of the doubt here? They're saying that there's nothing wrong with the airworthiness of the plane.
Plus, they have a software upgrade.
Well, they have announced that they have a software fix for the problem that will be ready by April.
Well, I don't think they're saying it's a fix for the problem. I think it's just a regular update they're claiming. I don't think they're claiming that the software was at fault for these crashes.
No, but the software timing...
But somehow it's going to solve the problem.
Right.
How does that add up?
It's obvious there's a problem.
I didn't hear them say they were going to solve that problem. I heard they had some problem issues that they were going to solve with the update. I mean, usually there's a list. When you do a software upgrade and you send it out to people, you specify what it is you're upgrading.
We'll see how it turns out, but it's strange that every country in the world, I didn't know about Canada, Are you sure about that?
I am. I heard that on the news this morning.
Might well be right. I have no specific information.
Well, if it's wrong, I heard it from Gordon Deal this morning. He said that the two of them were still flying them, but that all the other countries had stopped because they were waiting for the FAA to take the lead, and the FAA, they said, is considered to be the gold standard in these issues, but yet they didn't want to wait. They decided to take the planes out of the air.
I think you'll see action
but
on this
today. But I think you have to look at two. You have to, and I don't want to disparage these people, but you have to look at where the two wrecks were. Ethiopian Airlines and Lion Air, neither one are major carriers. You know, there could be issues with pilot experience.
Yes, but they also had problems with in New York where the downdraft happened, but the guy got it off automatic and under manual control quick enough.
Well, he knew what to do.
Well, right. I don't think the others necessarily didn't know what to do.
All right, well, thank you, Chris. Thank you, sir.
And to one thing about what you were talking about in reference to me earlier...
Yes.
The report on the Steele report. Mm-hmm. It wasn't Hillary who was contacting. It wasn't Democrats who were contacting official Russian government to work to get dirt on Trump to affect the election. They were trying to get information on what Trump was doing in Russia, and they hired an English guy who had Russian contacts that were basically the people who leaked the British intelligence. And it was Steele who turned the report over to the United States government because through Orr, I believe. Because he was thought it was worrisome enough what he found on his own that the government should know about it.
So, well, how do you feel about Lisa Page's testimony that the Department of Justice?
I think it's very highly ambiguous, and you should read it more closely.
I'm reading you the story right there.
All right, thank you, Chris. Thanks for calling
me
in.
Excerpts from the story, but even what you said, she suggested that she thought it was pressure from the DOJ, and Comey told her that it would not be prosecuted, but who the pressure was from, it's really the DOJ that makes that decision properly.
And it was, of course.
It's not the FBI's job.
And who was ahead of the DOJ?
It was the DOJ's job, wasn't
it? All right. Thank you, Chris. Thanks. Thank you so much for calling in. Really appreciate it. Yeah, good point. What is DOJ in this case? Who is it? Which individual? I guess is a factor that we'd like to see answered.
President Obama's would be the same lady who met with Bill Clinton on an airplane.
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Joe, the email, and then we'll take a break.
Says, for as much as Mark disparages Fox, it's shameful that when Joe mentioned the Virginia governor's presser a month or so ago saying doctors would keep the infant comfortable, re-killing botched abortion infants, Mark's response was, what? This happens often, and it's a result of being uninformed.
Right, no argument there. Yep, good point. Thank you very much. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. 1-800-795-9565 is our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line.
Oh, the weather outside's been frightful. School cancellations are delightful. I want to go play in the snow. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Why is it that only kids are excited when it snows? Mom gets all crazy about going to the store for bread, milk, and eggs, and Dad runs to the hardware store for more salt. One of the quickest stops we make is our hometown pharmacy. We call ahead for our prescriptions, pick them up, and head on home to build the biggest snow fort on the block.
Discover the hometown pharmacy difference today at Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills. Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Market Street, Bloomsburg. Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street, Northumberland. Trutz Pharmacy, Walnut Street, Mifflinburg.
Can anyone tell me, what's the big deal about bread, milk, and eggs? I mean, what's everybody gonna do? Sit inside and eat French toast while watching Snowmageddon hit?
Your hometown pharmacy, making a difference every season, every day.
Welcome back, WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line now wide open. 1-800-795-9565. Cindy, thank you for waiting. I know what you're going to talk about because I was listening to the Steve Jones Show yesterday and we were talking about this pathetic system where individuals would bribe their kids into colleges.
Well, I wasn't going to talk about that.
Oh, okay.
I was going to discuss federal spending. You know, President Trump has just put out the budget. And, of course, some people got more money in the proposal and some people got less. But I want you to just think about this. According to a report that was just released, the Military Times says the Pentagon spent $2.3 million on crab, including snow crab, Alaskan king crab, and crab legs, and another $2.3 million on lobster tail. Now, you know, go ahead and laugh.
Well, no, I would say, well, what for? Was this the officer's mess or banquet?
I don't really care what it was for. Why is my income being reduced in order to facilitate that kind of nonsense?
Well, don't you think?
They bought a $9,341 leather chair. They bought a $9,341. People could furnish their homes on that kind of money.
Who's posterior?
This is the kind of irresponsible. This was the Pentagon as well.
But whose posterior is now seated in that chair, Cindy? I'm curious. Who's?
It doesn't say where that chair went. I'd love to know.
It
was purchased from something called the Interior Resource Group. Interestingly enough, this over-the-top spending that occurs in September every year has grown enormously. This is the use-it-or-lose-it mentality, they call it, where if you don't use up all your budget for last year, you'll get cut for next year. Most of this money went to just a handful of states. Washington State, California, Arizona, Texas, a huge amount, billions, went to the Washington, D.C. environs. Companies get contracts, and these contracts, that's how much spending was injected into Washington, D.C. Maryland, $7 billion. I mean, I have a deaf ear, literally, to the whining and complaining that goes on about cuts. I wholeheartedly support a 10% cut. I just don't want to hear it. These people are grossly negligent in managing the money they get. They seem to be immune to any concern for the hardship that's on the other end of many of those dollars. And I just find it disgusting. This problem isn't unique to the Trump administration. It went on all through the Obama administration. It certainly went on in the Bush administration. Sadly, Tom Coburn, who used to put out his pigs book every year of this kind of irresponsible spending, he's retired from Congress, so we don't get that information through him anymore. Now this other group has taken up the mantle. But it's just absurd to me. Why, every one of you, while you're writing that check to pay your taxes this year, I want you to know that you're buying somebody a pretty sweet spot for their behind, and you're paying for lobster and crab for people. It's just
obscene. And not only are you paying for that, but President Trump says an increase is in order.
I understand that, and I find that outrageous. I have been on this show repeatedly calling for reducing our military presence in the world. Interestingly enough, a great deal of this money, 6.3% or $6 billion, flowed to countries around the world, including $356 million to Afghanistan, almost $600 million to India, $535 million to Germany, $528 million to Japan. What am I spending money on these countries for?
Right.
Don't tell me that they're, you know, I mean, these are some of our economic competitors, frankly.
Well, I think if the military wants crab legs, they should go to the Chinese buffet and fight with the other people who are standing in line waiting to get them.
It's just grossly irresponsible.
Well, should our men and women who are serving around the world never have lobster or crab legs?
I don't think it's going to them. I think it's going to the military elite.
Oh, yeah, I see. Okay, well, that's not right.
Yeah. Pentagon.
I don't think the sergeants and corporals are having
it. There's no way that the people on the line are having lobster dinner in their MRI.
Once a year? No?
And they're not sitting in $8,000 chairs either.
Okay.
No, they are not. And,
Thank you.
This isn't unique to... This is about the federal government. Both parties own this heinous, irresponsible behavior. And it's one of the reasons that I voted for President Trump, because I wanted him to go in there and turn this attitude upside down.
Oops.
And I'm very disappointed that he's failed to do that.
All right. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Dan, thanks for waiting. You are on the mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Why, Judge Jeanine never claimed to be unbiased, as your CNN network and MSNBC likes to make you think they're very unbiased. So that's where she's all right in what she says. She can say whatever. And she has the largest cable audience Saturday night at 9 o'clock. She has the largest. And by the way, Joseph, speaking earlier, was a very good background on how the Muslim faith, however you like to say it, got started in the very beginning. That was a great commentary on that. And so Hannity, they never claim to be unbiased, but on the other hand, they invite guests like Juan Williams, who's completely the opposite. And Chris Wallace is not in the tank for Trump. And Juan Williams is almost the opposite. He doesn't care for much of anything that Trump does. And Juan Williams was on a program Sunday, I forget which one, and he stated on there, he said Fox News, although the left wing claims they're so biased, he said Fox News has never told him what he can say and what he can't say. He says exactly what he thinks, and he has a job for years on Fox. So you have to think about that, these people that want to disparage everything Fox does. They're the more unbiased of the networks, the cable networks.
Well, remember where Juan Williams came from. He came from NPR, at where he was fired after he said he would have some concern about sitting next to a Muslim on an airplane.
Right. Well, he has a job on Fox, and he's certainly not in the camp of Trump, if you ever hear him.
No, I think I think he's a fair individual. I don't always agree with him, but I don't have any problem with him. All right.
I don't. He's not, and people wanted to say that Fox is in the complete camp of Trump. That's very untrue. The 63% of their programming is anti-Trump.
Oh, really?
Yep, 63.
Wow.
We're in CNN and MS, it's about 90 to 92% anti-Trump. So you can figure it out what's going on. But you on your sister station, you guys have all day conservative talk, and guess why? It's paying money. People pay. The marketplace demands what's on the radio, on commercial radio, so they're paying the bill. The liberal commentators aren't paying the bill.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much,
Dan. You guys have a great one.
You too, Dan.
You too. Enjoy. Thank you so much for checking in. All right, we're going to take a quickie break. We got one caller standing by, but we'll take more comers. We got to talk about this college scandal where individuals of wealth could pay up to millions of dollars to get
better than that. Hollywood elite actors who are telling us how to live their lives, and they're not exactly practicing what they preach.
So you're saying that there's criminals on both sides of the aisle? You got to be kidding me.
I'm saying there's hypocrisy on both sides.
Okay, well, as long as you realize that. All right, fantastic. All right, to be continued. We'll be back shortly, but we invite you to call us, 1-800-795-9565. Would you be irritated if a rich person got their kid into a great school while your working-class dog's son or daughter got rejected? 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number.
With a new Kia for just $99 a month from Sunbury Motors Kia. A 2019 Kia Forte LX for just $99 a month for only 24 months. Drive away in a 2019 Kia Soul for only $149 a month. With deals like this, you'll have to hurry in to get in under the buzzer. Sunbury Motors Kia also has up to $10,000 off MSRP on a 2018 Kia Cadenza and $8,000 off a 2019 Sorento LX V6 with convenience package. Everyone's a winner with Kia because all new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Up your new car game in March. March with Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Lease is up for 24 months, 10,000 miles per year. $3,500 total due inside or equivalent rate. No security deposit required. Tax and tags extra. Discounts include all applicable rebates. Offers expire 3/31/19. Warranty is delivered to powertrain. Warranty for details. See retailer or go to kia.com.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, we're talking about unfair colleges, unfair SAT tests, unfair athletic admissions. Call us if you have an opinion about this big scandal. 50-some people caught up in it. Millions.
City Huffman, I'm appalled.
All right. Millions and millions of dollars changing hands here.
The story that I heard this morning, and I mentioned you off air, was pretty funny. The one kid was talking to the admissions officer, I guess after his parents had paid to get him in there. And the admissions officer says, oh, I see you're coming here as a pole vaulter. And the kid said, me, a pole vaulter? What are you talking about?
All right, 1-800-795-9565. Guess what?
What?
Not random digits.
Oh, I bet they're the hometown pharmacy's toll-free hotline number.
They certainly are, and Brad would like to endorse that use of the telephone number because at the Lewisburg Pharmacy, he says dialing the right numbers and knowing what you're talking about is very important. Lewisburg Pharmacy's on 2nd Street in Lewisburg. Jennifer's the head pharmacist at the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop. Quite a learned, knowledgeable woman, and they're on Market Street in Bloomsburg. Steve's at the Norrie Pharmacy. He hasn't forgotten anything in 20 years. And he's on Duke Street in Northumberland, which incidentally is easy to access there. Just follow the sign right past the construction. He would just love to talk to you down there. That's along Route 147 in Northumberland. Tyler's out at Trutz Pharmacy in beautiful downtown Walnut Street, Mifflinburg. It's right along Route 45, so you can't miss it. They ask you to stop there and definitely talk to the whole staff about your unmet needs related to pharmaceuticals, and they'll take good care of you. And Medicine R Us at Shade Mountain Pharmacy, where Terry's large and in charge, and that's on Route 35 in Mount Pleasant Mills. And they would just love to talk to you about your needs when it comes to personalized service, delivery, the medicines that you take, making sure you don't have any interactions, making sure that you're familiar that there might be a new drug out that might help out with the same dilemma that you're taking good care of with an existing drug. That's the kind of knowledge you get there. It's background status and update. That kind of knowledge you can really use from a hometown pharmacy. Can't get it at CVS or a big box. You can't go to Target. They're not going to say, hey, Joe, we know you, because it's a big box. Well, they'll give you a number, though. They'll say, hey, number 52, we know nothing about you, but here's whatever it was you wanted.
Well, they know I'm number 52.
All right, that's a good point. 1-800-795-9565 is the hometown pharmacy's toll-free line. Paul, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, I want to point out two things. Joe, Disney and Fox are going to merge together, but they haven't decided if the people are going to be laughing at the Disney Channel or Fox's News.
That's funny.
That's a knee slapper there, Paul.
Okay, the other thing I want to point out to you on this 737, the reason that the FAA has decided not to ground them is you would not ground a whole fleet of aircraft on pilot error. They have to go through the black boxes. Now, I was a ground crew member when I was in the Air Force, and I worked on jets. And one of the things that we found out that if a plane comes down, it has to be in one of the categories, pilot error, faulty equipment, poor maintenance, inferior material. The last time that we had a shutdown was back in the 60s when the B-52s had a crack in the wing bolt that held the wings on. And the only reason that they did it was because the aircraft, once it exceeds the number of hours of flight, it has to be sent back because they put it through what they call a skin test. And that is to see how much stress is still left on the outside of the aircraft to keep it airborne.
Huh. Hmm. Fascinating. Good insights. Thank you so much, Paul. Hard to believe. You sure you don't have an unanswerable question?
Well, yeah, I got one for you. If man is now being blamed for climate change, who made the change before there was man?
Oh, that's an excellent point. Good question. All right, I can answer that one. Thank you so much, Paul.
Oh, what's your answer?
Oh, it's nature did it.
Okay.
Nature's always worked in cycles, so but man has exacerbated and accelerated
it. We should blame nature for
this
all
much
this
we mess. Know for sure. All right, read the first paragraph of the college story. This is a terrible situation.
It is. It's a sad situation, really, when you stop to think about it, all these rich people and powerful people. The story this morning said Felicity Huffman, an actress ensnared in an alleged college admission cheating scandal, was reportedly greeted by FBI agents with their guns drawn Tuesday morning at her Los Angeles home. Huffman, best known for a role in ABC's Desperate Housewives, was implicated in the massive college admission cheating scandal, along with other wealthy and famous parents who allegedly paid millions to have their children placed in elite universities. Now, she's alleged to have paid $15,000 to get her daughter's SAT score, so, I mean, she must be a tiny cog in this wheel.
Right, and she's the head of the tip of the iceberg in terms of the publicity itself. 1-800-795-9565 if you think it's just outright wrong that this happened, but one of our listeners, who was it that said bribing your way into college has been the way of the world for a while now? I guess it was one of our clippings.
It was. It was an email you read.
One of our listeners sent us an email, Joe, if you'd be so kind.
Right. He says, so you think it was a coincidence that Mr. Trump's father donated $100,000 to the University of Pennsylvania the same year he entered there as a freshman? His grades in high school or military school in this case must have been outstanding, seeing that he had his lawyer threaten to sue if they were released to the public.
Right, another listener, different listener.
Says, I guess I always just assumed that the wealthy were already paying for their kids to get into top universities. We were under the impression that Donald Trump tested in the pen. Hamburgers?
I think that means poppycock. There's no way the president tested his way into any college. 1-800-795-9565. What's your view on that? We'd love to hear from you. Bobby, this college scandal. Yeah, this is terrible.
Yeah, odd question. Why would somebody want to do that in the first place?
Well, so that you get bragging rights. Your kid gets to get into college. They don't have to have good SAT scores. Most of the time, the kids were probably already motivated to go to a college. But here, the parent picked out a good one, paid millions of dollars to get him in, and so they get in. You don't get tested out. You can't get weeded out. The parents get bragging rights. You know, Felicity Huffman did that on, I think it looked like a show, kind of like The View or something like that, where she said, well, my daughter's at Yale, you know, or wherever she was, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So you kind of get to, you know, strut around like top dog if your kid's in a nice college and so on. Well, it's all part of the elite thing that, the you know, these good colleges are. And
yeah, but wouldn't, you know, isn't the main purpose of, you know, post-high school education, you know, to, well, you know, maybe like pick a career, but also get some type of, educational back and...
Ah, that's a good one. No,
yeah,
to get bragging rights so you can get a good job later. That's what it's really for.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, we all know about the broadcasting business and, engineering and sales and everything else is pretty much of a... not just the broadcasting, of course, now with IT tech stuff, you're into a specialization anymore.
Right. All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Appreciate
okay,
the call.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, thank you, Bobby. 1-800-795-9565. We'll take all comers. We got to take another quick break to take.
All right.
Yeah, we have all of our breaks squished towards the end of the show, but we're going to do it. This is the last one. 1-800-795-9565. What's your view on this college admission scandal? 1-800-795-9565. I went to Penn State 30
years. By your way in?
Yeah, 30 years ago. No, just the opposite. The university, once I got accepted, just rolled out the red carpet, you know, with grants and loans to make sure that I could go. So, you know, just the opposite of buying my way in.
A decision they have doubtless come to regret.
Well, that happened also. That's their fault. But seriously, well, and then the other thing that's kind of disappointing to me, if I were in one of these schools where, you know, the kids were able to buy in, it really fractures the camaraderie and the brotherhood that you have among students, where you kind of all have the same bright future and the same plight, or, you know, the same endurance test to get in there, you know, and you had to get academically ready. All she had to do was be rich. That's it.
But if your parents have the capacity to make a major donation to a private university, should you not receive some consideration when you apply for admission to that school?
Well, I guess so. It's a private group. I don't think it's fair, but I think...
public, you know, institution, I would say no. If it's a public college, you know, you should be in line with everybody else. And if you get in, fine. If you don't get in.
Right.
But if it's a private school and your parents named a building, or they get enough money to donate a building or endow a chair...
Right, and that's been going on for 200 years
in
the U.S.
Yes, and that's not likely to change.
1-800-795-9565. Stand by, David. We'll take more comers. 1-800-795-9565.
Attention, Central PA truck buyers! SMC is where you want to be in March for the largest truck sale in their history. Choose from over 125 new Ford trucks with savings up to $15,000. Sunbury Motors has new Ford F-150 4x4 Crew Cab, priced as low as $39,619. During Sunbury Motors' 71st annual new Ford truck sale, every new F-150 will come with a complimentary accessory package. This $800 accessory package includes a tonneau cover, wheel well liners, and all-weather floor mats. The much anticipated all-new 2019 Ford Ranger is available in both Super Cab and Crew Cab, and is now in stock at SMC.
And it doesn't end there.
Take $6,000 off new Ford Escape, $7,000 off EcoSports, and up to a whopping $8,000 off Ford Explorer. With four city blocks of new Fords and over a century of automotive experience, SMC is where you want to be in March during this historic 71st annual new truck sale. Sunbury Motors in the North 4-Speed Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. We're talking about the college scandal. David, thank you so much for calling in. You're on the mark.
Goodness, I could have gone to Harvard if my dad would have been worth a million or more. Kind of a more practical so some of these folks that get in because of their parents and all the money, I'm wondering how many of them can fail a course. What kind of pressure is put on college professors to pass somebody when they're not earning a passing grade? And more on the high school level, a question always to ask a new superintendent or a new administrator, have you ever changed a teacher's grade? But anyway, gentlemen, take it up and the very best. Keep it up.
Well, yeah, we're discussing that off mic because I said to Mark, I wonder now that they're in, you know, how are they staying there? Are they actually doing the work that they apparently were incapable of according to their testing scores? You know, are they being given special treatment, or are they being their parents paying for them to get good grades, too?
Yeah, no. It's a new type of affirmative action, in a sense, for the wealthy. Take care.
All right, thank you so much. Email.
Cash privilege, not white privilege, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of our writers says, I wonder how many of our fine doctors upon whom we depend to keep us healthy were bought for and paid for students into medical school. Were they otherwise unable to match the requirements for admission? Did they get a degree and not deserve it? This is really scary to even think about such a thing, but maybe their test scores for those who shouldn't have been in medical school all through college were bought and paid for, too. Yikes.
Uh-oh. Well, you do have to take medical tests, but maybe they figure out a way to cheat them, too.
Well, yeah, maybe there's an equivalent of this guy who is doing the professional licensure. You know, he's helping lawyers get past the bar degrees or bar tests, bar exams in certain tough states.
What is it? William, nickname Rick White. Where is William? The guy that was...
Singer
is his last name.
We pocketed, what, 12 of the $15 million, they think?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and he's pleading guilty faster than you can imagine. He's done with the court system. He already pleaded guilty.
Well, I think he's probably squealing on everybody in town.
Right, he's singing like a bird. Well, you know, so what's the real crime here? Being patently and offensively unfair. But beyond that...
Well, Rick, you know, we always... What's the old expression? Money talks and you know what walks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have enough money, I guess you can buy almost anything. But what I'm curious about in the case of Felicity Huffman, her husband is also an actor, William H. Macy, and allegedly he was in the room and the two of them agreed to the scheme to get their daughter's SAT scores up, and yet they arrested her but not him. And all the stories I've seen this morning are pondering why that could be. I wonder if he was the cooperating witness.
Well, did they have a grand jury? Is that...
No, I don't think they had a grand jury.
Just
they
a big
just
investigation.
Had, you know, like a drug deal, somebody's willing to testify.
I don't know. He's a low-down, dirty dog. I've seen him in a couple roles, and he always plays.
He's a great actor. Both of them are great actors.
Right. Hey, we'll take up this topic tomorrow. We got another day of Joe McGranahan's retirement shortened week tomorrow.
Get the checkbook out.
This is News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. Yeah.